Solar and Stellar Flares, Frequency, Active Regions and Stellar Dynamo, by M.M. Katsova et al. We demonstrate that for weak flares the dependence on spottedness can be rather weak. The fact is that such flares can occur both in small and large active regions. At the same time, powerful large flares of classes M and X occur much more often in large active regions. In energy estimates, the mean magnetic field in starspots can also be assumed equal to the mean field in the sunspot umbra. So the effective mean magnetic field is 900 mx per centimeter squared in sunspots and 2000 mx per centimeter squared in starspots. Moreover, the height of the energy storage cannot be strictly proportional to a 1/2. For stars, the fitting factor is an order of magnitude smaller. The analysis of the occurrence rate of powerful solar X-ray flares of class M and X and superflares on stars shows that, with allowance for the difference in the spottedness and compactness of active regions, both sets can be described by a single model. Thus, the problem of superflares on stars and their absence on the Sun is reduced to the problem of difference in the effectiveness of the dynamo mechanisms. This was Solar and Stellar Flares, Frequency, Active Regions and Stellar Dynamo, by M.M. Katsova et al.